Michael Jones is in. We are going to talk, well, I was going to say movies, but movie.
Just movie today, yes. A film that did quite well at the Jewish Film Festival, I think late last year. A film called Menasha.
Menasha,
yes.
A lot of buzz about this.
There is a bit of buzz, and it's only a little film, but it's well worth a look. It stars a guy called Menasha Lustig, Ruben Naborski, Yoel Weishaus, and Maya Schwartz. It's directed by Joshua Z. Weinstein. I don't know if he's any relation or not, but...
Oh, dear. Okay.
Probably not, but shares the same surname. Anyway, look, this film is filmed almost entirely in Yiddish. Menasha, it's the story of a guy called Menasha, played by Menasha Lustig. He's a Hasidic Jew living in Brooklyn. He's been a widower for almost 12 months and doesn't really want to get married again because his first marriage was kind of a disaster. But tradition dictates that he must get married again if he wishes to regain custody of his son, Reuven, who's played by Naborski. He's also a bit of a bungler and a klutz. His boss has no respect for him, and neither does his brother-in-law, Iazik, who's played by Weishaus. I guess he's kind of like a Hasidic Homer Simpson or Peter Griffin, if you will.
Wow.
He's, but not quite, not, maybe not quite that extreme, but klutz and bungler, very much a good way to describe him. Menasha, it's shot in a very naturalistic style. The lighting appears to be mostly use of natural light, and it also has a bit of a documentary feel to it at times.
Interesting.
Which makes it very interesting. Like, for an outsider, this film provides quite a fascinating insight into the Hasidic Jewish community in New York, where tradition and religion tend to take precedence over modern solutions to problems and, you know, temptations to buck the system. Another element that sort of adds authenticity to the film is that all the actors have actually come from that community. There's no one just wearing a wig and a hat and being stuffed into the film. So everyone looks quite authentic. Like, apart from one scene featuring a couple of Hispanic storemen, and you'd never guess this film was even made in America, really.
Really?
Yes. Obviously, it is New York, but it's mostly, you know, it's all in Yiddish and it's mostly Hasidic Jews. Also, the film does focus on, you know, one man's struggle to reconcile his Jewish Hasidic traditions with his desire to live his own life and care for his son his way. This film really does suggest that parents do make sacrifices and compromises for the love of their children, and that's actually quite a universal struggle, and they will compromise to tradition if it means that, yes, they will get to be with their children. Well, that's the suggestion of the film, and it's quite interesting. Look, the climax of this film may be unsatisfying for some, but that actually makes it feel all the more real, that the things this guy's willing to do to change his life and what have you. It's obvious there's definitely been no test screenings for this film because, like I said, the ending will be unsatisfying to some. Marsha comes in at about 80 minutes, so it's, you know, nice, easy watch. Possibly not the most orthodox choice for you this to catch the movies tonight, but the payoff, I found it quite satisfying.
It does sound great. It sounds like it's one of those nice feel-good without that kind of, dare I say, feel-good kind of a tone to it.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Feel-good's probably stretching things.
Yeah, okay.
Because he has to do some things that he doesn't want to do. But Menasha, the character, is quite a likable sort of a guy, even though he makes a lot of mistakes, and you can relate to him and feel for him.
Well, colour me intrigued. I'll definitely be giving it a go. Michael Jones, thank you very much.
Pleasure.